Astrology Forecast for May 2015 by Kathy Beal. May is a month of emotional immersion and mental diversion. We'll be exploring the extremes of both, sometimes pinging back and forth between them, sometimes finding ourselves in both at once. The peculiar mix sends us, by month's end, into a spa for the soul, where the waters pour out love and acceptance of the self. No matter how dark the first days may feel, remember that a therapeutic process is at work. Unpleasant thoughts, fears, and impulses fly through minds and out of mouths during the long weekend that launches the month. The Scorpio full moon on the 2nd is normally a trigger for the darker side of emotional experiences. This year's model comes with a jumble of uncomfortable influences that produce frustration, roadblocks, resistance, more inner growth, great, right? And all manner of emotional backwash coming off the last 2 months. A personality disintegration may be in store for some of us. If one happens in front of or to you, let it flow out, even if it scares you. Putting up a front and soldiering on has been exhausting. Falling apart or acting like a squalling infant, or simply admitting to yourself how you feel, all lead to relief and a huge personal growth spurt, and sooner than you might dare hope. Once the moon and its aftermath are behind us, the rest of the month is a blend of water and air, emotions and intellect, focus on nurturing, and multitasking like demons. Social interactions take on a clucking, nesting, let-me-feed-you tint as Venus, ruler of relationships, money, and creativity, moves into home-loving Cancer on the 7th. Don't be fooled by the apron, though. While she's baking cookies, fluffing pillows, and kissing boo-boos, she's looking at the long haul, including in cold financial terms, and waiting for the tables to turn and someone to take care of her. Ambivalence kicks in quickly, though, with her armored knight Mars lifting off into Gemini on the 11th. Part of us wants to stay in the kitchen licking the beaters, while another part wants to go outside and play with pals. Energy lightens and speeds up. Our drive and motivation zoom this way and that, chasing after information in conversations and online, running errands with abandon, and juggling more tasks in a day than we had the inclination to deal with in a week during the winter. Mars hits turbulence in his first few days chasing bright, shiny objects. Power struggles and another round of less-than-rational impulses are probable mid-month, cresting in a roadblock that encourages retreat and rethinking. The solution, however, lies outside the brain. Higher guidance, an act of faith, intervention bordering on angelic, maybe even magic, all abound when Venus makes a lovely flowing link to Neptune on the 16th. That's a red-letter day as well for artistry and relationships. Enjoy, however briefly, the sensation of heaven on earth. Still, the kumbaya moment has an underlying nervousness, pushing people to action and risk-taking. That energy is the opposite of what the Taurus new moon is calling for on the 17th. Watch for more of that atmospheric ambivalence. The earthiest of moons weighs in with Venus in the kitchen and has us all reaching for our particular brand of comfort food and sharing it with others. Our minds, in contrast, are not only zipping around with Mars, but gearing up to travel through time and space. That's due to Mercury stationing for his next retrograde, which begins on May 18th, the day after the new moon, and continues through June 11th. During this stretch, communication and transportation require or demand particular attention. Because Mercury is in his home sign of Gemini, which rules gab, getting around, and gadgets, the very aspects of life prone to going fluey, this retrograde is likely to be more active, snarled, and every which way than most. Go into this retrograde with eyes wide open. Double-check information. Allow extra time when traveling. Look for dropped threads and unfinished business. Read more in my guide, Handling a Mercury Retrograde, also on Om Times. It's not all crazy-making, however. This one promises to be hugely productive and clarifying by the end of the month. The desire to run free gets another boost when the sun begins its annual trip through Gemini on May 20. Not so fast, though. His journey begins with a tractor beam pulling at our cells as desire and money planets Venus and Pluto have a standoff that makes a craving feel oh so out of reach, which, of course, makes it oh so much more appealing. The standoff gives way to major rocking and rolling the last week of the month. Light bulbs pop, lightning bolts rain down, attitudes shift and break, and with them all manner of stalemates and unforeseen openings. Illusion versus reality is a theme, and we'll either be clearing up clouds of confusion or delusion or deceit, or finding ourselves engulfed in them. Love may well win out in the truest sense, not as in a lifetime movie, but in its purest essence. Forgiveness, acceptance, compassion, grace. Many a long-standing wound will find comfort and balm. The place of greatest healing is internal, as always. You could make peace with yourself, with being on this planet in a human existence, and possibly even with God. Any semblance of being at war with yourself is gone by the 27th, when retrograde Mercury meets up with Mars. This fusion is more than a signal to walk your talk. Mind and will are so at one that thought leads immediately to action. Stumble onto information, as you will no doubt because of the retrograde process, and you aren't likely to mull it over. You'll be off and running. The path ahead isn't flat and manicured. It has holes that could trip you, and bits of rotting wood, and maybe evidence of vermin. Maybe vermin in the flesh as well. Weird metaphoric fog could make you feel as if you're making your way through a dream. Keep going. By the 30th, the journey brings you heightened awareness of yourself. Hang tight to that when more fog rolls in on the 31st. You have what it takes to navigate.